Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Good Morning Football the 20th head coach in Giants history, Brian Daboll. What's up, coach?
Hey, Kyle, how you doing? Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Lou, we're going to start a new segment this week, New Coaches Report for the Bears and the Giants.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to start with the Giants, Lou. Brian Daboll, it's not Daboyle, it's Daboll, by the way, promoted Cade Dox, a football data.
Don't know either of them.
He was a football data and innovation intern. Now he's an analytics coach. His role in the game is to provide consultation regarding football and NFL rules during game time. Are there too many specialty coaches now, Lou? That's my question.
No, there's too many pitchers in the baseball lineups.
Okay, so you're saying that's your metaphor. There's not too many coaches on the field. There's too many pitchers in the baseball lineup.
Yes, that would be it.
All right. So, Matt the Flater Mouse, Uberfluss of the Bears, is not only a former backup quarterback himself, Lou, your favorite position, but also was around teams that got career-best seasons from Carson Wentz in 2014 and Andrew Luck in 2018. So, can we repeat that with the kid Justin Fields, or will JF die on the vine like all other Bears QBs? Lou, your opinion on that?
He could be the, who's the fucking guy from Philly? Who's our third string quarterback?
Nick Foles.
He could be the Nick Foles of coaches. Great second stringer, great backup, but hey, can't do the lead. That would be in Bears form.
All right. And finally, will Aaron Rodgers return to Green Bay, Lou?
Who cares?
That is the answer that we all need to give. Lou's Sunday NFL Picks Award Week, the Super Bowl prop bets had two Swamis, Lou. Destiny Dealey from Pennsylvania and John Workin player Workheimer Heiser from Pennsylvania.
Kudos.
And the last dunce was...
Oh, what was the national anthem?
It was an over.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
It was a very low number this year. They had it 145, I think, or 135. But
we were 158, weren't we?
Yeah, like years it's been that close to two.
No, weren't we this year 150?
No, it was at 145, I believe.
I had to pay more attention. Okay.
So, and the last dunce went to the Hawk.
The Hawk?
Yes.
The Hawk.
I think he had like four right or three right out of 16. That's Lou's numbers.
That's right. Hey, Hawk, we're still waiting to save the date for the party in Atlantic City.
All right, Lou. On the podcast, you'll have to listen. Your power rankings of the week rank the best nicknames for the new Giants coach, Brad Daboll. Bull Weevil, Daboyle, Daboller, the Round Ball, because he's very big, the Round Ball, or the Bowl of Jelly. Lou, because his last name is Bull.
Well, you know what? I am not going to get into this this shaming. You know, yes, from Aaron Rodgers to Jay Cutler to now to what's-his-face on the Giants. No, I am not going to participate in this shaming anymore.
All right, Lou. Lou is like Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma Dickman right
Take
now.
Take your salt and throw it over here.
Your question of the week, Lou.
All right, I'm all ears.
Who would win at Jeopardy, Daboll or the Flater Mouse, and why? The two new coaches, who would win at Jeopardy and why?
The analytic guy.
Daboll, it doesn't get any, of course he picks the Giant, Daboll. It doesn't get any better than that. Let's give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, and go Red Sox!
This is the commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Mahatma Service. When you need peace from Lou, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Mahatma's you! Frank.